The United States dollar took another pounding on the British, French, and German exchanges this morning, hitting the lowest point ever known in West Germany. The dollar has declined by 41% since 1971. My friends, I think it's time to speak up for Americans as a generous and possibly the least appreciated people on all this earth. As long as 30 years ago, when I first began to read newspapers, I read of floods in China and India. Who rushed in with money, men, and help? We, the Americans, did. We've helped control floods on the Nile, the Amazon, the Rhine, and the Ganges. Today, the rich bottom land of the Mississippi is underwater, and no foreign land has sent a penny of help. Germany, Japan, and to a lesser extent, Great Britain and Italy were lifted out of the debris of war by Americans who poured in billions of dollars and forgave other billions in debts. None of those countries today is paying even the interest on its remaining debts to the United States. When the franc was in danger of collapsing in 1956, it was the Americans who propped it up. And the reward was to be insulted and cheated on the streets of Paris, and I know it's true, I was there. When distant cities are hit by earthquakes, it's the United States that hurries in to help. Managua, Nicaragua is one of the most recent examples. So far this year, 92 American communities have been leveled by death-dealing tornadoes, and nobody has helped. The Marshall Plan, the Truman Policy, all of these pump billions of dollars into discouraged countries. Now newspapers in those countries are writing stories about decadent, warmongering Americans. I'd like to see one, just one of those countries that's gloating over the decline of the American dollar build just one of their own airplanes. Come on, let's hear it. Does any one of those countries have a plane that can match the Douglas DC-10, the Jumbo 747, or the Lockheed TriStar? If so, why don't they fly them? Why does every major airline in the free world turn to America for its planes?